It's time for The Week That Was. We are, of course, joined by Anthony to chat about this week. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Marlene.
Now, I've got a feeling that we may be chatting about something beginning with a B, ending with a T, a couple of dollar signs in the middle.
Yeah, pretty much. The week has been, at least domestically, dominated by the budget. Mm-hmm. And, a budget that's been dubbed as Labor Light by many people. $70-odd billion worth of spending. Some of that spending is very much overdue, but, some of the money, like the extra spending on aged care, which has been getting a lot of press, it's far less than what's been asked for from the Royal Commission. And in many ways, it's just replacing money that's been ripped out of the system. And just to give you a little idea of, all these billions of dollars have been thrown around. It sounds very impressive. It breaks down to something like $10 per person per day.
Yeah. Okay.
So what kind of expert care do you get for $10, Marlene?
Oh, I'm not imagining you get a buffet lunch from extra $10.
No, look, probably a banana and an orange, and which is actually going to be huge in the aged care system because how terribly it's ran. That $10 does paint, the picture of this budget, through the fog of billions of dollars being announced. The real question is, are these serious problems being actually solved, or are we just kicking the can down the road again? And one of the things that you said off air is that, like, everyone's a winner. And that's the problem with this budget, because you know what? Not everyone can be a winner at the same time.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because that's what they're saying. Everyone's a winner.
Not everyone needs to be a winner.
No.
There's a lot of people out there doing it okay. I'm sure you could do it better, but did you need to win again in 2021? And this is the problem. They've spread it all too thin because this is a very political document that's been released this week. And let's ponder a few things. Gross debt over the next 4 years predicted to peak at something around the order of $1.2 trillion.
Wow.
Look, I'm no deficit hawk. Deficits aren't bad. Deficits aren't evil. But at the same time, money is money. What are we getting for this debt? On Tuesday, Josh Frydenberg was handing out lollipops like he was Charlie from the chocolate, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. But, for this money, we need to ask a few questions. It's great that I'm going to get a little bit back at tax time, and, maybe some of the people listening will get themselves a new ute. But, have we done anything to stop climate change from this budget?
Yeah, that's a big thing, environment.
Yeah. So, now there's been a few announcements already about carbon capture and blue hydrogen. We've talked about previously why they're nonsense announcements. Apart from those, the budget was almost surgically clean of any announcements or money for climate change. And think about that, nothing really, zip. And $1 trillion worth of debt. Talk about a wasted opportunity. Another thing about the budget that's really, really missing is that Australia's economy is so heavily reliant at the moment on sending iron ore to one market, China.
Yeah.
And over the last couple of weeks, this government's been talking up the likelihood of war with China. We're incredibly exposed as a country and as an economy. So, a wasted opportunity to look at the kind of nation that we could be and the kind of nation that we need to be. But, we've all got a lollipop out of it.
Yeah.
And $1 trillion worth of debt.
Yeah, some lollipops sweeter than others. That is wild.
Yeah, if you want a lollipop and half measures and $1 trillion worth of debt, you'd probably be pretty happy with this budget. The front page of the Daily Telegraph was incredibly happy with this budget. The front page of the Daily Telegraph is actually bordering on just straight out government propaganda. It's become something quite humorous, really, each year to see what kind of thing they're going to roll out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is a terribly wasted opportunity. Yesterday, Anthony Albanese gave his reply speech. There's some good things in there and some important things were said, but there is definitely no roadmap out of where we are at the moment. And I think we all sense that out of the COVID pandemic that we've been through, things have to change, and we're not seeing that change. We're in a holding pattern at the moment.
Yeah.
And we have $1 trillion worth of debt.
Yeah, which is, an interesting thing to have from the coalition.
But that was the week, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That definitely was the week.